Hi, good day everyone, it's McColgan here. Monday, I think it's the 12th of March. First opportunity today to get out for a walk. I've had so much paperwork. Paperwork to do regarding last week's events. And my head's just blocked. So I've come out for a walk for a little while and some fresh air. So what I wanted to say today was it became clear to me, not just today, but it became clear to me over the weekend, how selfish we are. I don't mean individually here, I just mean human nature, we are pretty selfish. But we don't realise we're being selfish. And what I'm talking about is how other people, especially other people close to you, think. What they're thinking, what you think is right, and without taking their thoughts into consideration. In other words, you're not standing where they are or not standing in their shoes. We see everything from our side, our point of view. And over the last week, it's become very clear to me, and it suddenly hit me like a brick. And I think on late Friday night, I didn't sleep well. It was in my mind, and Saturday and over the weekend, it's just been niggling away and niggling away. So I thought I'd get it out. And it is that we go through life and we become familiar with one another, whether it's your wife, your husband, your partner, or even just very, very close family members. And as I said, over the past week, we've had some difficulties, not with one another, but with things that's happening that regards both of us. But we all have our views on everything, and we all tend to disregard the other person's views. And we can't see it. You know, we may say something and they reply in a different way, or their thoughts are different, and you can't see it, so we start to argue over, not argue as such, but you start to debate because you only see your side of this. You only see, I know I'm right, or I see it that way, and I don't see how you see it a different way. And even on very simple terms, you know. And so it is a selfish way. And I don't think we intend to be selfish. I think it's just, that's human nature. And it's because of what happened with us last week and involved others. We kept seeing things just in my case, I kept seeing things and I couldn't accept how my wife, particularly, and another close family member saw things, and I just thought that they weren't seeing things properly. So, in other words, I was being selfish. I wasn't even considering their thoughts. I wasn't even saying, "Look, let's sit down, look at where they're coming from and what they're doing, of what they're intending." And that went on throughout the week with many, many things, because we did have a few things in our minds last week. But the week only highlighted the fact that we do become selfish. And even in general life, even in a happy week, even in happy months or a year or whatever, we always see things our way. We don't see it from the other person's point of view. Only when we're utterly convinced by the other person, then we accept their view on things. But in general terms, we all think we're correct. We all think that how we see the world, or how we see an individual case, an individual item in life, that is the correct way, and that's how we see it. And it is a very selfish way, and I actually become very humble this morning, and I apologised prophetically to my wife. He was very understanding and said, "Look, that's just how things go." But I then started thinking about life in general. So my apology to my wife was for the things that happened over last week. But then, following that, I started thinking, is that what I do in life? Is that what I really do? Is that what we really do? We always see life from our side and think we have the correct views. And I think it's a great person that constantly, on a daily basis, accepts or even attempts to accept the other person's views or thoughts. It's such a thing to that's plagued me. I'm sorry, I'm kind of stuck for words at the moment. It's something that when I stood back and thought about it this morning, while I was getting on with other things outside, and I thought, you know, is that what I've been doing all my life? Have I really always been so stubborn, never to see the other person's side, never to constantly look and see, is my wife right on that, or is he or she right on that? And it's always me that's been right. And I don't know whether they do the same. I'm assuming that everybody does the same. I'm assuming that my wife does the same. But whether we recognise that and put our hands up to it and say, yeah, that's right. I always think I'm right. I know better than him, or I know better than her. But we don't really, do we? We're just so bloody stubborn-minded that we always think we know right. So whether that'll change how things go, I hope so. I'm going to try and keep that to the forefront of my mind from now on, that if there's a debate, not an argument, but if there's a debate or subject, I'm going to seriously try to keep it in my mind to try and see it from, in my case, my wife's point of view, or whoever it is I'm speaking to, but mainly with my wife, trying to see it from her point of view, and don't just go on thinking that she's obviously got it all wrong again. And of course, I'm not saying that we can all do this. We can all think every day to accept this every day in our lives, and to always remember to take the time to appreciate the other person's thoughts and think, well, look, are they right? Can I possibly even see it from their point of view? And, well, I don't know. Enough of this rambling. I'm rambling now. I'll leave it there. Bye for now.